The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Online harassment, that's what's on Chris Cantwell's mind right now. He's passionate about it. He wrote up an article over at ChristopherCantwell.com. We'll talk more about that, or we'll get into it here in a moment. Your calls come first, though. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
Chris.
And Mark.
And we're going to go right into your phone calls. In fact, we've also not only will take your calls on 855-450-FREE, our toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN, but you can also reach us via Skype. And that is where Eggs on Fire in Milwaukee is located via Skype. Our Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm. Eggs on Fire, you're on Free Talk Live.
I bet he's calling in with cooking advice.
I am definitely going to cook for you tonight. Okay, so here's what I want to talk about, guys. I want to talk about jury service. I just finished a three-day stint of jury service in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This was basically a personal injury case where I feel the person who was the plaintiff, who had fallen on ice at the end of a friend's driveway, was looking for a little bit too much money. So basically, I guess where I'm going with this is the disturbing situation with the jurors, with my fellow jurors, and the fact that many of them wanted to award an obscene amount of money.
Who was he suing?
This was a woman who had fallen on ice. Mm-hmm. This was a friend, and she was delivering Christmas presents in 2010 to a friend's house. She parked, instead of parking at the front by the walkway, she parked at the end of the driveway. When she got out of the car, she noticed how slippery it was. She neglected to tell the person that she was delivering the presents to that this was a slippery condition. So she walks back to her car after delivering these presents and slips and breaks her ankle.
Mm.
So the injury was obvious. The medical records, the x-rays, and all of these things were presented to us. So the injury was obvious. The thing is the actual
Just to be clear, though, before you go on, was she suing, like, the insurance company? Who was she suing?
That would have been covered by the homeowner's insurance.
Yes, but the insurance company was representing the defendants.
Mm-hmm.
So we were told basically that you cannot consider the insurance company in your decision. You have to consider this as a case of the plaintiff against the defendant.
So she sued her supposed friends, then, is what you're saying.
That is correct, yes. It was a very bizarre situation. And I guess the direction I really want to go with this was the amount of money that was awarded. Now, I was a dissenting juror. So, in other words, I disagreed with the fact with the facts that were we were asked to decide whether or not the defendant was guilty of not taking care of their driveway and not salting correctly. Now, the situation was it had been a warm day, and there were mounds of snow, which if you know anything about snow, and I know you guys do because – you live in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I know a little bit about that.
There's lots of people listening that don't know anything about snow.
There are. So snow melts, okay, during the day.
I bet they knew that.
Evening, it gets cold, and the water that comes off of these mounds of snow
refreezes,
turns into ice.
Yeah.
So you have a situation where
a low spot, there's nothing you can do for certain depressions with, you know, ice on them, unless you just go out every day and sort of salt them down to make sure that you give them some kind of texture. Mm-hmm. If there's a little low spot in your driveway, then where the water is going to collect, it's going to turn into a little ice sheet.
Yep.
And, potentially people could fall in it. One question I have is, she was delivering Christmas presents. Was she making a surprise delivery, or was this a planned delivery?
Well, that's the funny. This was the funny thing about it. She had claimed that she sent an email to this friend of hers and said that I'm coming over. Well, the email was never received, according to the testimony of the defendant. The email was
could she show an email in her sent email box that proved that she did that?
They did not actually show.
So she has no evidence. A claim.
Correct. Correct.
As far as I'm concerned, this was a trespasser that slipped on some ice.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Yes.
But so just to be clear, in a civil case, I don't know much about juries and civil cases. I've only just recently started getting into civil cases.
Juries shouldn't even be on civil cases.
That's fine, Mark, but what I'm asking is what is the reality? Now, if you're on a jury for a civil case in Milwaukee, how many jurors are there, and what is the requirement to find someone culpable or responsible or whatever the verdict would be in that case?
Okay, so I get to the jury pool. They select 29 people to go in and ask. The judge asks you many different questions to try to determine who, so that the lawyers can determine who are the best jurors. Mm-hmm. Now they pick 13. In this case, they picked 13 jurors. One as an alternate.
Got
so
it.
You have 12 jurors. Now only 10 jurors are required to come to a conclusion. In order to have the judgment be valid. Now, I was one of the dissenting jurors who believed that the homeowners were not responsible for this situation, that I believed that they were prudent. I was a little disturbed that
you and who else? Was there anyone else?
There was one other dissenting juror as far as the negligence portion. Okay. Now
so you didn't have enough. You didn't have enough to break the jury.
I did not, and I was very and I'm very opinionated, and I was certainly I held fast to the end on this.
Congrats on doing that, because a lot of people just give in to that peer pressure.
Yeah,
so kudos to you, man.
Well, they don't have to on a civil jury. It doesn't matter whether you give in or not. They don't really care what your opinion is. On a criminal jury, they will put an incredible amount of pressure on you.
He said he was holding out. They must have been trying to pressure you, right?
Oh, absolutely they were. And, in fact, I'm glad you said that, because in the end, now after the deliberations were longer than the trial itself.
Hmm.
Now, at the very end, a couple of people did cave. They ended up – here's what ended up happening. They asked us to determine how much money should be given in for pain and suffering, basically. So the medical bills and the loss of wages, those were written in and decided, determined by the lawyers. But we were to determine the pain and suffering from past to present and also future pain and suffering. So there were 10 jurors that decided on $90,000 for past pain and suffering. And we agreed upon $10,000 for future pain and suffering. That's from a 48-year-old woman for the rest of her life, $10,000 for the potential future pain and suffering.
Is her ankle healed?
She has basically they had screwed in a plate into her ankle. So there's several screws for the fracture. I think it's the fibula. It's the leg bone.
So she can walk?
Yes, she can walk, and I did not notice that she was walking really particularly badly. I think that she was exaggerating the whole situation.
But you felt like $100,000 was too much.
I thought it was ridiculous, and I was not the only person, and one other person just totally caved and went for the 90 grand.
Yeah, so the problem here is that every juror knows that we're talking about a person against an insurance company, and they may even speculate that these two friends are in on it sort of together or whatever.
Difficult
to know for sure, but we know this is an insurance company against an individual, and every one of these people has had a situation with an insurance company, as we all have who are listening and talking here, that has been not much fun. Insurance companies, not much fun to deal with. So this is an opportunity to kind of stick it to the insurance company. Let's go ahead and get them. They got all the money in the world. And this is sort of what results in higher insurance payments overall for everyone, is because insurance companies have to figure in every time they go in front of a bunch of 12 ill-informed people who are forced to sit on a civil jury.
But how do you decide this anyway? I mean, how do you decide what this is worth? I mean, $100,000 doesn't sound like a lot of money.
I actually agree with Mark that I don't even think there should be liability here. If she's coming over unannounced and just walking onto somebody's property, it's not her fault. You know,
she's
it's not the homeowner's fault that she slipped and fell.
Thanks, Eggs on Fire. We're coming up here.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything right here, toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
Liability. Civil court. Some lady slipped on some ice outside a friend's house, an alleged friend's house, and now she's sued them, according to our last caller who was sitting on the jury, which ultimately ruled in favor of the woman who slipped and fell and awarded her $100,000 for pain and suffering, plus the medical bills. So we'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Of course, also harassment. We'll talk about that, online harassment with Chris Cantwell here in moments. Also, is privacy dead? Not if you have anything to say about it. November 7th and 8th, coders, privacy specialists, and idea people of all stripes will join together for Hack the Trackers, a transparency and privacy hackathon brought to you by Ghostery. You can enter online or join them in person in New York City to create tools that make the web a more transparent place or help users manage how much data they share. The hacks will be judged by experts and voted on by an online community. Winners will receive a prize package, including the all-new Black Phone, a secure-by-design smartphone for people who recognize a need for privacy and who want a simple, secure place to start. Participation is free. Registration is open right now. Visit hackthetrackers.com for more information. That's hackthetrackers.com as we continue here. So, Chris Campbell, you were talking about how this lady, you know, she slips, she falls on the ice. The jury has been asked to determine not the amount of the medical bills. They know what those are. The jury's been asked to determine what are the pain and suffering amounts that this lady should get. And they ultimately decided $100,000. And, you know, if this were a serious injury or whatever, and, you know, it didn't sound that serious because she's walking again, apparently, you know, $100,000 isn't a whole lot of money. Like, you know, if I thought she deserved some sort of money for pain and suffering, $100,000 doesn't come across as a big settlement to me, but to the caller it did. But you made a better point, Chris, and that was that why should this lady get any money at all? She's the one who wasn't careful when she was walking on the ice.
Right. The thing is, you know, and of course, as we said, it's probably people who are just trying to stick it to the insurance company to some extent. And you have this, you know, in any case where there's a potential for a jury to just award a arbitrary amount of money to somebody and they get to take it from somebody who they're not particularly fond of. But
you can't blame them for that, right?
I can.
Especially when you're forced to, in a lot of places, do business with those very same insurance companies.
Well, there's certainly the question of when you are forced to do business with the insurance companies infuriates me. Luckily, I now live in New Hampshire, and I am not forced, and as a result,
that's
my
true.
Insurance is a great deal cheaper.
Yeah,
my insurance
doubt.
Was so
huge
much more
drop.
Expensive
huge
when I
drop
lived in New
Florida
York.
To New Hampshire.
You know, when you're competing with not buying the product, you know, there's a lot more incentive to provide you with a better service. But in any case, yeah, I said, look, folks, if you're outside and the ground is white and icy, like, watch your step. You know, if you don't watch where you're going, like, you have a certain amount of responsibility for what happens to you.
Apparently you don't. Well, I mean, I think you should, but apparently you can
right.
just sue whoever insures the ground.
The situation that this guy described was this woman sort of sent her friend an email and announced that she was coming by, and there's no evidence of this email. She shows up, you know, as Mark was saying, parks in the wrong place and just, you know, walks across some ice, and all of a sudden, you know, somebody else owes her money. And I'm like, no, you're, as Mark said, you're a trespasser. I mean, you know, she's not a trespasser. She's obviously welcome in the place, though she was bringing Christmas presents, whatever, but, you know, it is. It's just you're an unannounced person who's showing up at my house, and now I owe you a bunch of money because you're not watching where you're going. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, some places, I think Massachusetts is one of them, they require that homeowners or renters or whoever actually take care of the sidewalks out in front of the house. And I think that there was a Supreme Court case in New Hampshire about a very similar kind of case, and the Supreme Court here ruled that you have no responsibility to take care of the sidewalks.
Right.
That's my understanding of
it. Yeah, you have no property rights in the sidewalk, but you're supposed to clean up after it for the city? That's ridiculous.
Right. I mean, you have to clean the sidewalk, but you can't go out there and put your sunbathing chair on it and just hang out because you're blocking impeding traffic. And it's really, really weird.
Jim the janitor is on the line calling from the latrine. You're on Free Talk Live. Jim.
What I love about your show is how you only talk about one side of the issue. I'd love to hear the plaintiff's or the defendant's side of the story. You know,
well, me too.
Of,
you know, they're not. They didn't call the show, Jim.
Right. I know, but you talked a lot, about 20 minutes about it, and it was a really boring call, by the way. To be completely honest with you, Chris Cantwell. But I should like to know as to, I saw that thanks to free, that stuff.
Not boring enough for you to turn the show off, apparently.
No, I like to call in and talk to people that I don't agree with, especially people that think
great shows. Let's go. What do you got?
But thanks to the Stop Free Keen Loader Facebook page, I saw the heroic Chris Cantwell take on all those looters in his local town and the rioters. No, he ran away.
Say that on the radio. Buddy. Goodbye.
I'm sorry because I really would have loved to have talked to Jim about this too. Because yeah, you know when there were guys, you know, a bunch of roidheads flipping cars over, I all of a sudden was not too inclined to go and engage in a fight with them. Right?
Were you armed at this time?
I was.
Okay, so you could have shot any one of these people if they aggressed against you.
Exactly. So, but this actually made me more afraid, and I discussed this at some length on some garbage podcast. You know, I didn't intend to go onto the campus, right? I'm on the street, and I'm trying to record this thing that's happening, and all of a sudden, I mean, things got so out of hand, and there's tear gas being thrown at us, and these guys are like, hey, let's go flip a car, and they start flipping cars over. When it went from we're angry at the police to we're destroying private property, I'm like, these people have completely lost their minds. They're drunk lunatics. There's over 500 people there, and a dozen or so of them had decided that they were going to go and destroy private property, and they were completely out of their minds. And I'm filming them. I'm collecting evidence. They're committing felonies, and they confronted Rapture at one point. They were like, "What's your problem? You've been filming me all night," And he thought he was going to get jumped. I'm like, if these guys come after me, I'm going to be faced with the decision of whether or not I'm going to have to shoot somebody. And there's a million things going on there. Because if I shoot one of these lunatics, now the police are going to hear a gunshot in the middle of a riot.
Yeah.
And I'm terrified of what's going to happen. So, yeah, I went to Johnson and I was like, please, can you get my gun out of here? I was willing to stick around for a little while, but I asked Johnson to get my gun out. And he's like, I don't have a license or whatever. I don't think it's a good idea to unload my gun,
in front of a crowd
crowd of people.
He doesn't need a license in New Hampshire. He could have carried it out of there.
Well, I understand why he might not want to. I almost always open carry. When I went there, I knew I had to conceal my weapon. I don't want some of these guys are not from New Hampshire. Some of them might have never seen a gun before. You got guys who are ripping cars apart. I mean, they were completely out of control. I'm terrified of one of these guys getting my gun or making me do something.
It seemed like Jim, the caller there, was suggesting that it was somehow your responsibility to stop these guys from doing that. And you're not the private security for the school.
And the
cops didn't bother doing it. They contained it.
Which meant they stood a block away and did nothing.
If I'm out recording, if I go out recording, a lot of times it's usually to record police or something like that. But if I'm out and I see somebody doing something bad, violating somebody else's property, I will absolutely intervene, But this was a situation
where... Not when you're outnumbered.
Not when I'm outnumbered 500-1, and these guys could easily... I mean, these guys were flipping over vehicles, you know. They would have beat me senseless. So if I fire a shot in here, not only am I in a situation where now I'm involved in a self-defense shooting, I'm also in a situation where I fired a shot in a crowd of 500 people who are going to scatter or come after me, and the police could end up opening fire on the whole lot of us.
Yeah, exactly. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pumpkin Fest riots here that happened this weekend, there's a lot of coverage over at freekeen.com. So if you have been wondering what things were like on the ground, go and check that out. I actually posted the police scanner audio today, among other things. It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Inviting you also to our website. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. All the features are free, unlike those other talk show hosts, including we'll even give you free coffee.
Get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. It's a subscription program, yes, but you can cancel at any time. You can get your free pound of coffee and then, poof, you're in the wind. It doesn't matter. But the fact is we think you're going to enjoy the coffee because it's 100% organic, shade-grown, top 1% grade Arabica beans. It's delicious coffee. High-end coffee, and it's priced commensurately, but one of the differences is that BuzzBox, that's the company that with which we deal, they make it so that we can have a partnership with Kiva.org and give microloans to people around the world. The profits, some of the profits are diverted to Kiva.org through me. And I pick the people and pick where it's going to go. And it's really exciting because as these people pay their loans back, we're able to loan that money out to other people. It's a hand up, not a handout. And I think that's what the world really needs so that we can change lives because you have to have some level of prosperity to have freedom. So it's coffee.freetalklive.com. Support human freedom around the world, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Chris Cantwell upset about some study that's been done. Pew Research, was it?
Yeah, the Pew Research Center put out a poll this morning, I believe.
About harassment?
Yeah,
online?
About online harassment. And this is something that gets on my nerves because, you know, I think in a lot of ways it's like a freedom of speech thing. There are people who want to pass laws to prevent this sort of thing. And
cyberbullying.
Cyberbullying. And, you know, we had a couple of things where we were talking about, you know, where is the line between a threat and just me making a post? And, I mean, these things are, you know, they always get me up in an uproar. Now, this one was particularly irritating to me. As some of you may be aware, I in addition to my own website, I publish at sometimes at a publication known as A Voice for Men. It's like a men's human rights outlet, which is combating some of the agenda that feminism is trying to foist upon mankind through the state. And so I published this article there as well as on my website. It's on ChristopherCampbell.com and on AVoiceForMen.com today about this Pew Research poll. Now, the study came out, and they did a poll. It was like 3,000 different people that Pew Research Center talked to, talking about whether or not they had experienced harassment on the Internet. So 40% of the people in the poll said that they had personally experienced some sort of Internet harassment, and 73% of the people said that they had you know, either experienced or witnessed it. Right. Okay. So I don't know where these 27% of people in the world are who have never seen any sort of online harassment. How you have an Internet connection and haven't witnessed this is sort of beyond my comprehension.
It depends on what you define as harassment. Maybe just some a-hole on Facebook or a YouTube post isn't harassment. It's that they're, you know, continually doing it to you across platforms or whatever.
And that's an important differentiation, because the number one, the most common form of harassment reported was just simple name calling, being called offensive names. So
right. Harassment does have to do with, over time, you know, when you've, at least the legal definition of criminal harassment, as I understand it, has to do with if you've told someone to leave you alone and then they keep doing it, then it becomes harassment.
Exactly. So they said, you know, but this is not clarified by the poll, of course, right? So
right.
The poll just
generically asked that question.
Right. They asked people, you know, have you been subjected to online harassment, including, you know, called offensive names? And so 51% of men and 50% of women said that they had been called offensive names on the Internet.
Okay.
Okay. So the second highest portion of it was purposefully embarrassed. Were you ever personally embarrassed or seen somebody purposely embarrassed on the Internet? And so 38% of men and 36% of women said that that they had been purposely embarrassed by somebody on the Internet.
So far, very similar percentages.
Right.
Doesn't sound like harassment either, any of those things.
Right. So have you been stalked? So now here's a situation where women are significantly higher than men in this category. So 7% of men say they've been stalked, and 26% of women have been stalked.
Okay, so I also want to know what stalking is, because I think this is really important. Look, I had a situation where there was a remote broadcast. This is my first time on the radio, Ian. Mm. A remote broadcast at
Car dealer?
Myakka City Volunteer Fire Department's Fire Muster and Antique Auto Show.
Okay.
So we're just, you know, they're a little east of the flashing light in Myakka City. And and it's at the fire station, and this gal comes up on a quad runner, and she's wearing a bikini, and she's got and sporting a Fu Manchu. Like, she's got a full-on mustache and a little bit of a goatee, right?
Not, and it's a girl.
Not as good as Cantwell's, but it's right there, right? So she has no intention of taking care of this this facial hair thing, I guess.
Apparently she likes
caught
it.
Except she's got the facial hair thing.
That's pretty unusual.
Yeah. So, you know, I chatted with her for a little while, and I was passing out my cards to everybody and trying to just, you know, talk to people and that kind of thing. And
was this back when you were metrosexual?
I was well dressed, and
would you have dated this girl had she not had the mustache?
Had not had the mustache?
Yeah.
What does date mean?
Well, you called her hot. Would you have had sex with her, Mark?
I would have. Okay. Had she not had the mustache.
But yes. That killed it for you.
It did.
Gotcha.
And so the so she calls me up, and, you know,
just get her a membership to, like, Dollar Shave Club or something.
I danced around the idea of her, you know, no, I wasn't going to come out to Myakka City to meet with her and go on a date or whatever. And I just kind of danced around. And then she calls me up, and by the way, she looked my name up in the phone book to get my home number.
Uh-huh.
This is why I went from Mark Edgington to Mark Edge.
Got it.
And and so, you know, looked up the name. Then she wants to meet at a bar that's kind of halfway in between. And I'm like, no, thanks. And then one day, you know, a few days later, she shows up at my house.
Mm.
My girlfriend's inside taking a nap. I step out. And finally, I begin to be very clear about what I want, which is, you can't be here. We're not going to go on a date. No, right? Like, I make it very clear, look her right in the eye, and I'm 100% clear, right? Like, I'm backed into a corner. Instead of being wishy-washy like I had been before, oh, somebody likes me, isn't this fun, right? Like, it was an entirely different situation. I was not stalked. I was an a-hole that was not clear about what was going on in my life with this woman.
And that's also a situation of somebody actually showing up to your house,
yeah.
You know, which is well beyond, you know, hey, I've gotten some messages from somebody on Facebook, which, by the way, you can just block people at any time on Facebook, right?
So how do you stalk somebody on the internet? How does that work?
I mean, it's just what people are responding to in the poll for the purpose of this. And it also, the same question applies to the next portion of it, which is sexual harassment, okay? So 6% of respondents said they had been sexually harassed. 13% of men and 25% of women.
Okay.
Said that they had been sexually harassed. But again, sexual harassment has gotten so weird now, right, that, like, if I call a woman a C word, there are people who will consider this sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. But she can call me a, should I say D word?
The D word.
Yeah.
Richard.
She can call me Richard, you know, and that's you know, perfectly socially acceptable, and I'm not going to respond to that as sexual harassment, right? Physically threatened, 8% of respondents, so this is the third most popular form of harassment that people receive on the internet, 26% of men and 23% of women responded that they had been sexually harassed in some, physically threatened. On the internet. So, and sustained harassment, 7%, 16% men and 18% women, which, by
that's
the way, the margin of error in the poll they said was 2.2% plus or minus. Okay.
So everything's about the same except for physical threatening and sexual harassment.
Everything is basically the same except for, everything's pretty close, right? Except for, sexual
stalking.
Harassment and stalking, right?
Okay.
So these are things that, of course, women are going to have just different reactions to than men are going to have, right? So they're you know, having an emotional response to something that they don't appreciate. You know, if a woman sends me a picture of her breasts on my phone, I'm not exactly going to turn around and get upset about it. But, of course, I know better than to go send
a penis
pictures
picture.
Of myself to women, you know, when I'm naked, right? unless they've asked for it, right? At which point, I'm more than happy to do it. As long as you've got Snapchat, because I'm like a public figure and I don't want you putting it out there.
Wait a minute. Wasn't there like some sort of news recently that people who are using some sort of Snapchat related app were getting their pictures stolen?
If you're using a Snapchat app, then they might be saved somewhere else. Snapchat doesn't save them. There's ways of saving your snaps. There's
more
ways.
Coming up.
Okay.
Hang on. 855, 453. More about the harassment study in moments. Why Cantwell is upset. We haven't found that out yet. It's Free Talk Live.
The event you've been waiting for is here. Lumber Liquidators' third annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. It's your chance to get first quality, full warranty, direct from the mill flooring at unbelievable closeout prices. Like oak laminate for an incredible 19 cents a square foot and pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for just $149. Plus beautiful bamboo for 63% less than other stores. Take advantage of our 20 years of savings with 20-month special financing and get even more unheard of flooring deals in our stores. Fall Flooring Yard Sale is Thursday through Monday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free here. In the remaining moments, we have enough time for you. If you call in now at 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We can also hook you up with some gold and or silver through Midas Resources.
Yeah, just go to gold.freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of pieces and coins there available for you through Midas Resources. I've been doing business with them for years and years. They're the ones that support Free Talk Live through being our syndicate. And so when you get your gold and silver there, not only are you supporting Free Talk Live, you're supporting our syndication, and you're getting some great prices on gold and silver, whether you want it as a hedge against inflation, as a barter currency, or, you know, just because you think the price is going to go up. And I frankly think that the price of silver is going to go up. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, Christopher Cantwell with us in the studio here tonight from ChristopherCantwell.com. The latest story over there is entitled The Sexist Coverage of the Pew Online Harassment Poll. You've been going through some of the numbers on this recent poll that was done as far as people's opinions about whether or not they feel like they've been harassed, called offensive names, purposely embarrassed, stalked, sexually harassed, physically threatened, sustained harassment. None of these terms were defined legally to the participants in the survey. They were just thrown out there and asked whether, you know, did this happen to you?
Right.
And what you found, or the poll allegedly found, was that between men and women, about the same amounts, percentages, were called offensive names, purposely embarrassed, physically threatened, and sustained harassment. But between men and women on stalking, it was 7% of men who said they were stalked online. 26% of women said they were stalked online. So a big differential there.
Yeah.
And then a similarly large differential, not quite as different, but large enough. 13% of men said they were sexually harassed. 25% of women said they were sexually harassed. Where were you going with this,
Chris? So the idea being that, for one, you know, the people's perceptions of what the harassment is one thing that I went into at some length, and we don't have time to go into all that tonight. Mm-hmm. But what I wanted to get to was, you know, I think that when we're talking about the top three categories were, you know, offensive names, purposely embarrassed, and sustained harassment. And physical threats.
Physical threats.
Right? So in those three categories, men, I mean, it's a slight margin, but men are actually more often in all of those and significantly higher in physical threats. Okay?
So I wouldn't call it significant, but 26 to 23% there.
Yeah. It's you know, 3 points higher. It's outside of the margin of error where some of these other things were not. So despite these blurry lines and statistical insignificancies, Pew insists that women, quote, experience certain severe types of harassment at disproportionately high levels. CNN insists, quote, the harshest forms of abuse, physical threats, stalking, and sexual harassment are often reserved for women. USA Today says, however, young women age 18 to 24 seem to experience more of the severe types of harassment, stalking, physical threats, or sustained long-term harassment compared to other groups. Apparently, though, CNN and USA Today have never even looked at the picture in the poll that they are citing, much less bothered to read it, since physical threats are more often aimed at men than women. The headline in the Washington Post reads, men's experience slightly more online harassment, but young women are hit with the most severe forms. But, you know, how unwanted sexual advances or gender-based name-calling is more severe than being threatened with violence escapes me. I'm regularly called a D-word if I do something that displeases someone, or told to man up if I show the slightest bit of emotion. I have received sexually explicit material from unattractive women on the internet. I've also been threatened with physical violence. Care to guess which bothers me more? You know,
the physical violence.
Right. Yeah. So, you know,
sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Right. So a sexually explicit message can be deleted. An unwanted advance can be rejected. A gender-specific insult can be shrugged off. A stalker can be blocked. A threat of physical violence is a threat to take the conflict off of the internet and into a person's real life. It cannot be blocked or reported out of existence with the click of a button. Especially for those unfortunate to live in places with strict gun control laws, it could be a life-altering experience. Perpetually looking over one's shoulder, wondering when some real or imagined threat will jump out of the shadows to assault or even kill you.
Yeah, that's a scary thing.
Yeah, it's not an experience that any decent human being should have to suffer through, but a lot of people do, especially men.
So what are you getting at here, though? Are you saying that what these women are experiencing isn't as important?
I'm angry about the news coverage of it, because the headlines that I read off are talking about, oh, women are experiencing more severe harassment on the internet than men. And I'm like, well, no, men are suffering the brunt of threats of physical violence, where you're really upset that guys want to have sex with you.
What do you think, Mark?
I'm listening, and so here's one thing that I think the perception is that if some guy, you know, makes some ham-fisted attempt at getting some woman's attention, you know, hits on her on the internet, or sends some kind of picture of some portion of his body that wasn't welcome and wasn't asked for, it seems like we are socialized to believe that that is much more threatening, right? Like, you know, men carry that shoulder girdle and are able to, you know, employ it more than women are, at least you know, ones that have entered a gym at any point in their lives.
Well, anyone who's ever watched the Lifetime channel, I remember when I was growing up, my mom used to watch the Lifetime channel, where it's like every movie is about some crazy stalker guy who ends up at the end of the movie trying to kill the woman. You know, so, you know, maybe the concern of a lot of these ladies is that the stalker will end up being a physical threat. That, you know, in the very beginning, they're not necessarily a physical threat. They're just creepy, or they're doing things that are, you know, outside of the ordinary. And it's certainly true, Chris Campbell, that you can block somebody on the internet, but there are also ways around those blocks, right? They just create a new account and then, you know, find that same person and then harass them over and over again.
Right.
And if these guys have, you know, the guys that are doing the so-called internet stalking, if they have nothing to do with their time, they're living in their mom's basement, then they'll be able to make as many accounts as you can block, right? And it can that can be a bit of a harassing kind of a situation. But what you're saying is you don't feel like the media has – you're not disregarding necessarily what the women are saying. You feel like the media has been showing bias.
Right. So my thing is, look, when women are legitimately harassed, stalked, or threatened, I take that very seriously. It's unfortunate that feminists have done so much to dilute those words into meaningless fluff, rendering survey data on the subject – meaningless, you know? So if we all know what physical threatening is, though. It doesn't stop at the screen of a computer or a smartphone. It actually results in injury and death in the real world, and while men are more frequently subjected to it, this affects women, too. It would seem to me that feminists, men's rights advocates, and everybody in between should be able to agree that this is a serious problem worthy of attention. So I find it repulsive that so many media outlets would rather distort the data and make online harassment a women's issue than call attention to actual crimes with actual victims just because those victims are men.
Well, it's pretty common, though, that... I mean, and I'm not excusing it, but it's just this is the way things seem to be, is that men just aren't taken as seriously as far as being victims of abuse. I mean, that we're just supposed to shut up and take it. The domestic abuse, look at the numbers there. The numbers, first of all, are inaccurate because many men will not report domestic abuse that happens to them. Right. I was physically beaten by one of my girlfriends in the past.
Yeah.
And I never, you know, didn't tell anybody about it and certainly didn't want to report her to the police. I didn't want to, you know, get that ball rolling. And some, you know, I didn't want to do it because I cared about the girl and I didn't want to bring police into a situation like that. And secondly, you know, a lot of people will not report it because they don't want to be seen as being weak. You know, they don't want to be seen as being the weak guy reporting his girlfriend beating him up. So there's a huge discrepancy there in the way that people look at how men should handle, you know, threats versus women.
All of these things are just treated as like women's issues that men need to stop this behavior. It's all men's faults. And that's the man-hating, blaming, you know, feminist lunacy that's out there just drives me absolutely nuts every time I see it.
Let me ask you this, Ian. Why didn't you just leave or kick her out of the house? I mean, I don't know what the ownership of the domicile situation
was. There were benefits I was getting from the relationship.
And you just decided it was worth getting pounded on?
Yeah, that's right.
I guess so. There you go. See, this is what usually these things just don't come out of left field on somebody. There's some kind of threats or physical, you know, like, you know, people acting like they're going to do something or they hit you and these kind of things. And it can only get worse, not better in these circumstances. Mm. I mean, males and females, my recommendation is get out of that situation.
Yeah.
And by the way, if what you do that first time that you get hit is you go spend the night someplace else, that sends a very strong and clear message. I mean, if you do a three strikes, you're out situation, maybe you're in, you know, better off. Hey, I'm going to be spending the night someplace else tonight. No, all your apologies aren't going to make a difference. I'm going to spend the night someplace else tonight. You need to understand that hitting people, especially me, is not acceptable. Tell you what, hit anybody else you want. Don't hit me because I'm going to do something about it. And that sends a message. So then you spend three nights away the next time, and then the third time, look, you're going to have to move out, or I'm moving out, or whatever the situation is.
I don't know. I think you got violence in a romantic relationship. Just call that quits, man. You stick around to be, you know, assaulted by somebody who's supposed to be loving you. It doesn't tend to improve over time.
People usually don't heed that advice. So I try to give them the, you know, some kind of interim step so that they'll do it.
Right.
But I did have
less heroin.
I had an ex-girlfriend who, you know, had this situation. He actually did follow the advice. So there you go. Good. It worked for one person.
Out of time tonight, but you can join us online. In the meantime, between now and tomorrow, online at freetalklive.com and check out Chris Cantwell. His website is christophercantwell.com. We'll see you tomorrow. freetalklive.com.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows they're BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.